Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 39th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 104. Question 104, what does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. One of the things we confess concerning the fifth commandment is something that many people don't think of when they consider honoring one's parents, and that is that we are also to honor all those in authority over us, not just our parents. It starts at home, so to speak. It starts with honoring our father and our mother. But such an attitude is to be a lifestyle for believers under the authority of anyone God has placed over them. But it isn't just a matter of submission to earthly authorities. It is a recognition that in doing so, we are submitting to God Himself. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Later, as Paul counsels Titus, in Titus 3 verses 1 and 2, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. In surveying the political landscape in America, one wonders if this verse shouldn't be read aloud in congregations every Lord's Day. For though our country was founded on rebellion and revolution, that is not what we are called to day to day as those living under the authorities God has placed over us. We are not to have an attitude of rebellion. Rather than quarrel with our authorities or speak evil of them, Paul says, we are to be ready for every good work in our submission to them. Peter, in agreeing with Paul, chimes in on this subject in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. In Hebrews 13, verse 17, we find that we are also to submit to the leaders of the church, pastors and elders who God has called to the ministry. Obey your leaders and submit to them, we are told, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Be it parents, church leaders, or civil authorities, Scripture is crystal clear. It is the express will of God that His people submit to those in authority over them. Such is found first in our relationship to our parents, but it is reflected in how we treat all authority. And while we are to live as people who are free, we do so living as servants of God in obedience to His word. Our freedom only goes so far, for it is God who sets the boundaries, and God who commands our obedience. For as we honor our parents according to the fifth commandment, as we honor our elders and our pastors, as we honor our governors and presidents, we honor God. And as we honor God in this manner, living courteously before all, speaking gently, and doing good according to God's word, the ignorance of foolish people is silenced. But more than that, God Himself is glorified before men as His people submit to His righteous sovereign rule wherever they may be, and whomever they may be, and whomever may be in authority over them. For that is our chief end, to bring all honor and all glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.